The Home Program. With but little variation, the daily program of the White family was something like this. At 6 o'clock, all were up. Often mother had been writing for 2 or 3 hours, and the cook had been busy in the kitchen since 5 o'clock. By 6:30, breakfast was ready. Mother would frequently mention at the breakfast table that she had written 6, 8, or more pages, and sometimes she would relate to the family some interesting portions of what she had written. Father would sometimes tell us of the work in which he was engaged, or relate interesting incidents regarding the progress of the cause, East and West. At 7 o'clock, all assembled in the parlor for morning worship. Father would read an appropriate scripture, with comments, and then lead in the morning song of praise or supplication, in which all joined. The hymn most frequently used was, "Lord, in the morning, thou shalt hear my voice ascending high. To thee will I direct my prayer, to thee lift up mine eye." Church Hymnal, number 39. This or some other song of a somewhat similar character was sung with hearty vigor, and then Father prayed. He did not offer a prayer, he prayed with earnestness and with solemn reverence. He pleaded for those blessings most needed by himself and his family, and for the prosperity of the cause of God. Anyone present not accustomed to such seasons of prayer would be deeply impressed with the seriousness and solemnity of the occasion. When Father was away from home, Mother conducted the family worship. If both were gone, the one in charge of the home led out. The worship hour was as regularly observed as the hours for breakfast and dinner. Ibid. W.C. White continued in his memory account. After Father had left the house, Mother enjoyed spending half an hour in her flower garden during those portions of the year when flowers could be cultivated. In this, her children were encouraged to work with her. Then she would devote 3 or 4 hours to her writing. Her afternoons were usually occupied with a variety of activities: sewing, mending, knitting, darning, and working in her flower garden, with occasional shopping trips to town or visits to the sick. If there was no evening meeting, between 7 and 8 o'clock or later, the whole family would assemble again for worship. If the day's work permitted us to be called to prayers early, we listened to Mother as she read some interesting and instructive article from religious papers or books. Then Father, if present, read a chapter from the Bible and prayed, thanking God for the blessings of the day, and committing the family to God's care for the night. Ibid. In fulfilling their rather general pastoral duties, James and Ellen White were at the newly established church at Wright, Michigan, for meetings Sabbath, April 30th, and Sunday, May 1st. They stayed over until Monday, May 2nd. Ellen White's diary entry for that day shows them in an interesting role. "We met together again to break bread and wash the saints' feet. It had never been practiced by them, but husband set the example to the men and I to the sisters, then all heartily engaged in it. It was an interesting occasion. The solemnity of the place made it still more profitable. There was weeping and rejoicing, humbling before God altogether. It was a season long to be remembered. Husband never talked more appropriately than when breaking the bread, and sobs and groans were heard from the congregation." In his review report, James White stated that nearly 100 believers assembled that Monday morning, and that nearly all took part. He commented, "It was a blessed sight to see this large body of young Christian Sabbath keepers heartily engage in the ordinances of the Lord's house." Ibid, May 12, 1859.